everyone. Welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Roberta Andrejak, who is the Marketing Director at Savannah Grand, which is an assisted living facility. Hi, Roberta. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine today.
Roberta, you are a Marketing Director at Savannah Grand. What exactly is Savannah Grand?
Savannah Grand is an assisted living community. Our whole goal is to allow our residents who come into our community at Savannah Grand to be able to live as independently as possible while we have someone there that could be their backup in case they need it.
As a marketing director, what is your role?
My role is to deal with new inquiries that come in. Someone that, say, they sent an email in and wanted to know exactly what is the difference between assisted living and a nursing home. What are the cost differences between assisted living and a nursing home? It's my job to educate them, to let them know that, no, we're not a nursing home. We strive to have our residents be as independent as possible while still being able to come and go as they please. We're not a skilled nursing facility, but we're there to help our residents that who can no longer live alone to have some semblance of a normal life that they can continue to have while still having a safety net in place.
Typically, when we think of gerontology or any service that helps the elderly, we think of human services professionals. Marketing is a very interesting and intriguing field because it is not directly involved with human services, yet it is dealing with humans. So what would be a typical day for you as a marketing director?
I would check and see if I had any new inquiries through my email. I would make any follow-up calls that I need to. A lot of time when you're dealing with families, they initiate an inquiry and then they want to wait. They want to digest what information they've learned. I go to networking events, whether it be a home health fair that someone is being putting on in their community or a local university that may be sponsoring something on gerontology. You go, you make yourself and your company visible to the public. You want them to think of you whenever they think of an assisted living community.
What kind of techniques and strategies would you use to market the services of an assisted living?
You have to believe in your product, no matter if it is an assisted living or medical supplies or rehab. Whatever marketing you're into as far as the gerontology field is concerned, you have to believe in what you're doing. And it makes the job much easier. But you market what you can do, what you can provide the family of the loved one that's moving in our community, peace of mind that they're going to have, that they don't have to worry about their loved one being alone, someone taking advantage of them, because they have a safeguard in place with us.
So your marketing, services, and peace of mind?
Yes. There's a big, big peace of mind that comes with having someone in assisted living community. There are so many elderly people that are preyed upon financially. Their families had their monies taken away by sham artists and so forth. This is a place where they can have their own lives. They can have their own apartments. They can come and go as they please, their own vehicles, even bring their pets with them. But there's someone there that says, no, I don't think that Mrs. Smith is going to buy a condo in Spain today. So we try to foster a sense of safeness for our residents.
Roberta, typically, what kind of marketing jobs can people find in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities that provide services to senior citizens?
Any field that touches the life of a senior citizen needs a marketer, whether it be medical supplies. Medical supply companies are going to call on home health companies and hospice companies. They want them to use their services when they take care of their patients. Nursing homes, they're going to call on hospitals, because when that hospital gets ready to discharge a patient that needs to go into a nursing home, they want them to be the first one they think of. So along every line, there needs to be someone that can go out, that can represent their company and bring solutions to those people. If you can bring a solution to someone that's struggling to find a place for a loved one or a place for a patient that needs to be released, then you're going to be the one that they call when they need it.
So it sounds like if I want a marketing job in a facility that serves people who are older adults, I would need not only a marketing background, but I will also need a gerontology background because I need to understand what their needs are, what happens when people get older. So it would have to be two types of skills that I would need. Is that right?
I believe so. And some of this can be on-the-job training, but the majority of it, yes, you do need a background that you can build from and add to going forward in the gerontology field.
Okay, so maybe a minor or maybe a graduate degree that combines both marketing and gerontology.
Yes, ma'am.
This is kind of intriguing for me because usually I always thought that, you know, gerontologists are people who have had a human services training. So just listening to you, it is opening a whole lot of new windows and new doors that there are so many other kinds of job opportunities in gerontology.
There are companies that have social workers on staff that also have a marketer on staff simply because they need both of those backgrounds to be able to represent their company.
My guest for today was Roberta Andrajak, Marketing Relations Director at Savannah Grand Assisted Living Residence. Thank you.